ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare
ಸಲಕಯಾ ಚಕ್ಷು ಸುಮಿಲತಾಂಜೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋವೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಜೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸಾಯಂ ರೂಪಕದಮಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸಾಫಂತಂತಿಕಂ. ವಂಶಕೌಪತೃಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಸಿಂಧುಭಯೇಭ್ಯ ಪ್ರತೀತನಂ ಭವಿನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. In the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, who knows the title of the 12th chapter? Raise your hand. Yes. It's Bhakti Yoga. Directly, the middle six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita directly describe bhakti or devotional service. And in the 12th chapter, the final chapter of the middle six, there's a description of, there's many things, but if you should do this. This is what you should do. And if you can't do this, then do this. And rather, if you can't do this, then do this. And if you can't do this, then do this. And if you can't do this, because we should always be moving forward. We should always keep the goal in mind, but we should keep our consciousness on in our actual position, in the sense of we have to understand what is our capacity at this point. But yet, regardless of our capacity at this point, what is common to all capacities, from the topmost to the lowest capacity, is that we should chant Krishna's holy names. And something wonderful about Krishna consciousness is that Krishna is a person, and therefore when we recite Srila Prabhupada's Pranam mantras, we say Nivashesha Sunyavadi Prashkatya Desha Tarane, that Prabhupada was especially happy to criticize, to chastise, to defeat this Mayavad philosophy. And Mayavad philosophy, it is so poisonous. It is so poisonous that once the poison of Mayavad philosophy is in the system of the body, then it's very, very difficult to remove it. Very difficult to remove it. One needs some special mercy from an exalted, most exalted soul. And just to give us an idea of how poisonous Mayavad philosophy is, that the basic philosophy is that everything is Brahman. And when Brahman comes to this world, there are two forms that Brahman comes in. And one, when he comes in Sattvagun, or the mode of goodness, he is known as Ishvara, or an incarnation, such as Krishna. And when he comes in Rajagun and in Tamagun, in passion and ignorance, he is known as the Jiva. Same Brahman, you are the same as the... this is Mayavad philosophy, this is not our philosophy. So you are the same as all the incarnations. You are the same as Krishna. I mean, this is Mayavad philosophy. I'm not saying that this is what we believe. And it is just Maya or illusion that keeps you from understanding that. And I even one time read Mayavadi, who was one of the Indian famous freedom fighters. He wrote he translated a Ramayana from Sanskrit into English, and he said that Lord Ram was acting as a Kshatriya in the mode of passion, which shows you that Maya is so strong that even when God is in this world, he's under the control of Maya. This is Mayavad philosophy. It is such an insult to Krishna, to Ram. Not understanding that all the pastimes of the Lord are actually beyond the modes of material nature. They are transcendental. And what is taking place is Krishna's interplaying with his different energies. So the Mayavad would think that Krishna is right in this place where we are right now, the dust right beneath where we are sitting, right out here, and Giriraj. That when Krishna's here herding the cows, playing with his friends, dancing with the gopis, there's Rasastali over there, this is all in the modes of material nature, in the realm of Maya. And when you serve Krishna, that is also Maya. So Mayavad philosophy, because they think everything is Maya, it is called Mayavad, the path of Maya. And it really is poison. So Prabhupada would speak against it so strongly. Impersonalist rascals. And he would always say, well, if we are the Supreme Lord, if we are Brahman, and we have forgotten, that means that Maya is stronger than the Supreme Brahman. The energy has overpowered the energetic, the source of the energy. This is not possible. So in any case, in the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains the topmost position for a devotee. And in Prabhupada's purport, in his purport, I will read some of it to you, and there's something that I thought was so wonderful in it. I mean, it's all wonderful, but there's something so special in it that when you, you'll hear it and you think about what this means. So, famous verse, Mayeva mana adatsva, mayem buddhim navesya, navesishasi mayeva, atta urdhva na samsaya. That explaining the natural position of a pure soul. And it is, just fix your mind on me. Actually, when Uddhava came to Vrindavan, after Krishna had left Vrindavan, when he came to Vrindavan, when he was speaking alone to the gopis, one of the messages that he had brought from Krishna, Krishna told him to tell the gopis that this material energy is not different from me. So therefore, when you see the material energy, you can think of me, and in that way you'll never feel separation from me. Everywhere I am present. So don't feel separation from me. See, even the birds are saying this philosophy isn't what the gopis wanted to hear. So when the gopis heard this, they said, tell your master, Krishna, that our problem isn't that we have a lack of thinking of Krishna, and thinking of him at all times and all places, spontaneously, naturally, everything reminds us of him. So our problem, because we look and we see Giriraj, and we think of Krishna herding the cows on Govardhan Hill, we see the flowers, every flower in Vrindavan, and we remember how we used to pick those flowers and string garlands for Krishna. And when we see Dangati, we remember the Krishna's toll collecting pastimes. And when we see this Kund, and when we see the Yamuna, and when we see the dust of Vrindavan, we remember that his footprints were here. When we see the Jamuna River, we remember how Kaliya was holding Krishna tightly, and it was like he was squeezing out our life breath. So Krishna's giving us instructions to help us remember him, and that's not our problem at all. Our problem is that we can't forget him even for a moment. Not for half a moment. So the residents of Vrindavan are the perfection of this consciousness that Krishna is instructing to Arjuna. Just fix your mind on me. And when I listen to Prabhupada, his lectures and his room conversations, it comes to this point, really, that if you want to be Krishna conscious, you always have to think about Krishna. You have to put yourself in the presence of all purifying Krishna. If we keep ourselves always chanting, always engaged in his service, that we are in that presence, and Prabhupada said, then we are in the spiritual world. Always thinking of Krishna. So in previous times, the exalted devotees, the Goswamis, they would spend their days just Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Reading, writing about Krishna, all Sarup Siddha Bhakti, directly engaged in those items of devotional service that are directly Krishna. They would pay so many obeisances, Raghunath Das Goswami, into the dust of Vrindavan, every day paying obeisances to Giriraj, paying obeisances to all the, to Krishna, to Mother Yashoda, to Nanda Maharaj, to all the cowherd boys, to all the gopis, just obeisances, obeisances, obeisances in the dust of Vrindavan. So directly engaged like that, but how many of us can do that, just chant all day long or all day long? So there's an interesting, there was one disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that when the mat closed, he, most of the devotees from Nainital went back to their villages, but he stayed in Vrindavan, and his name was Madhava Baba, and he wandered around Vrindavan, and he found Vrindakund, and in the last days of his life near Nandagan, he gave that, when he was ill and ready to go, his cherished finding of Vrindakund, he wanted to give it to ISKCON, to Prabhupada's movement. And his mood was, after wandering around in Vrindavan and seeing so many people trying to act on the platform of the six Goswamis, so many Babas, so many this, so many that, trying to act as if they could just chant japa all day long and not being able to do it. He concluded that the mood of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur of expanding the preaching movement, to give everyone a chance to engage in the preaching movement, and where everything, from this to this to this to this, everything can be used in Krishna's service. Prabhupada would always speak about the microphone. And this is Yukti Vairagya, his emphasis, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's emphasis of Yukti Vairagya, using everything in Krishna's service. And Srila Prabhupada so much carried that mood that would allow everyone to look at anything in the material world and think of how this can be used in Krishna's service, and therefore be Krishna conscious while spreading Krishna consciousness, while being in one's work, one's job, or whatever, or distributing books, thinking about Krishna and the very, very big Krishna consciousness movement that Prabhupada gave it such a form and such a scope, such a size, that he wanted the whole universe to become Krishna conscious. So doctors can become Krishna conscious and use their profession in service, and lawyers and brahmacharis and matajis and children, and it's just so big. So Madhava Baba said that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that was his conclusion after seeing everything, that he was right, that this was the age to emphasize prachar, harinam and prachar. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj, he says this, he says these two processes of harinam and prachar are Mahaprabhu's gift of preaching. So what we have to do in this, if we want to take advantage of this, is connect everything we do to actually that this is Krishna's service. And there is such a tendency, such a big tendency, that whatever we do every day, if we do it every day, it tends to become mechanical, and we can do it without thinking. Like if we're peeling potatoes every day after a while you can peel potatoes and not even be conscious that you're peeling potatoes. Or if you're driving a car to the same place every day. Huh? Oh. Where is this from? So to use everything in Krishna service, but our consciousness, if we're driving to the same place every day, we don't even have to think about the driving, practically speaking. And similarly, if we do the same service every day, there's such a tendency to do it mechanically and not think that this is my offering to Krishna. And missing the opportunity in this way, we miss the opportunity to be Krishna conscious always. Jai Sachinanda. So Krishna says in the 12th chapter, while describing this topmost position of that we are meant to be in, he says, just fix your mind upon me. And again, the residents of Vrindavan, the Braja Gopikas, no one needed to instruct them, just fix your mind on me. Rather, they said, this is our problem. We cannot stop fixing our mind on you, whatever we're doing. But yet, this is the platform that we are aiming for, for striving for. Fix your mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me. Engage your intelligence in me, because intelligence is the supposed to be the controller of the mind. Not the mind controls the intelligence, which is very dangerous, but the intelligence becomes the controller of the mind. So understand how to fix your mind on me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me. Thus, you will live in me, always, without a doubt. When we are thinking of Krishna, we are living in Krishna. And therefore, in one purport of Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada says that a devotee, he lives in Krishna's mercy. Like we were hearing about Chitraketu and Vritrasura. Or like Prabhupada said during World War II, when he was in Calcutta, and Calcutta was being bombed, and as the bombs were coming down, he thought this is also an aspect of Krishna's Vishwarupa, his universal form, but not a very pleasant aspect. But a devotee, in all that happens to him, in happiness and distress, somehow he sees Krishna's hand and there is no disconnect from Krishna. It is easy to understand, but not so easy to do. Our faith, our trust that we are under Krishna's care is tested. But if one is always thinking about Krishna and lives one's life thinking about Krishna, if one actually lives one's life thinking about Krishna and in Krishna's service, she will see Krishna's merciful hand tapping them on the shoulder all the time. I am here. I am here with you. I am here with you. I am here with you. You should know that I am here with you. Okay, now here's your examination. First, the easiest question. What book did I just quote from? Raise your hand. Yes, very good. What chapter? And what verse? Did I even say the verse number? No. But it's 8. 8. Just fix your mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me. Thus you will live in me always without a doubt. Without a doubt, Krishna says. Now in Prabhupada's purport, listen. One who is engaged in Lord Krishna's devotional service lives in a direct relationship with the Supreme Lord. So there is no doubt about his position that his position is transcendental from the very beginning. One who is in Krishna consciousness, he's living in direct relationship with Krishna. He's everything and everything. He's seeing Krishna and he's seeing reciprocation with Krishna. How wonderful. What is fear for such a person? Everything he's experiencing is Krishna. Not in an impersonal way, but reciprocatory way. So he's transcendental. He's not in this world, even though he appears in this world. And therefore we say, I'm Sri Guru Charana Padma, the lotus feet, because the lotus appears to be in the water, but it's above the water. A devotee does not live on the material plane, he lives in Krishna. Now listen here, please. The holy name of the Lord and the Lord are non-different. Therefore, and I'm going to ask you if you remember, so listen carefully. The holy name of the Lord and the Lord are non-different. Therefore, when a devotee chants Hare Krishna, Krishna and his internal potency are dancing on the tongue of the devotee. Now, what's Krishna's internal potency? Srimati Radharani. When one is chanting Krishna's name, Krishna and Srimati are dancing on the tongue of the devotee. Now that is something very special. But I can't answer for you, but I can say for myself, my realization of that isn't in par with those words. Krishna is dancing upon the tongue of a devotee. Now that is something to meditate upon when you chant. Where is Krishna in his holy names? Where is Krishna while I'm chanting? Is he in my heart? Is he dancing on my tongue? Is he really there? Where is he? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Now, for Krishna to reveal himself to the devotee, we tend to want Krishna to do that. Krishna, please show yourself to me at least once. Please do this, Krishna. Please do that, Krishna. Please do this, Krishna. But that isn't the way to get Krishna to reveal himself, to come to us. There is a different way. And the different way is described by Krishna. In every relationship, there is the one person and the other. Without two people, there can't be a relationship. So there's Krishna, and he has his part of the relationship, and here's me, and I have my part in the relationship. So when I say, Krishna, come to me, Krishna, come to me, that's telling Krishna what to do with his part of the relationship, which is generally the main problem in relationships. Everyone has their mind on telling the other person what they should be doing. And if you're always telling the other person what they should be doing, who's minding your business? Everyone is always minding everyone else's business. So we should keep our mind on our business and what our part of the relationship is. So let Krishna, when he decides he wants to bestow his causeless mercy upon us, That's up to him. But what is my part of the relationship? That is up to me. And that, while we're chanting our japa and kirtan, is where our mind should be. What is my part of the relationship? And there is where the songs of the Vaishnavacharyas come so strongly in. Through the mouth of the Vaishnavacharyas, because what's in their heart, what's in the deepest part of their hearts, it's expressed. How do you know what's in someone's heart, the depth of their consciousness, unless they tell us? So by the Vaishnavacharyas, such as we'll read one song, we'll hear one song of Srila Narottama Das Thakur, and then one of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that will teach us the way in our part of the relationship. What to do in our consciousness, with our consciousness, with our mind, with our heart, with our feelings. What to do in such a way that we are carrying on our part of the relationship. And then that's all we can do. And then depend on Krishna's causeless mercy and kind disposition to his devotee. Now the first of the song, these teaching songs, which are not imitations. It's not that the great acharyas are singing in this way, putting on a show so that we know what it's the right way to be a conditioned soul. Somehow or another, when one is very pure, when one is pure, having no faults, one sees oneself as very lowly. Even Mahaprabhu said this. When they would tell him that, oh, you have so much love for Krishna. And he would say, no, no, I don't have the slightest bit of love for Krishna. What is the Bengali of that? Naastikanda. I don't even have the slightest fragrance. Not only don't I have the substance, the fragrance of love for Krishna, I don't have even a bit of that. And they said, but you're chanting and you're crying all the time. How are you saying that you have no love for Krishna? And Mahaprabhu's reply was, this is just to show my good fortune. It is just a show. If I had love for Krishna, I could not be separate for him and remain alive. He's defining what love for Krishna actually is. I could not be alive and be separate from him. So somehow or another, when a Vaishnava is beyond any impurity and fault, he feels himself the lowest and the most faulty. How is that? Are they imagining something that's not there, or are they seeing some fault that's so subtle that no one else can see it? Or is it that just putting on a show for us? Oh, I am so fallen. So we also know that we should think ourselves fallen. And my understanding of the answer to this is simply the nature of purity when it's in contact with Krishna. The tiny and insignificant souls exalted in relationship to Krishna feel themselves worthless. The supreme pure is Krishna, and they just feel themselves so lowly and insignificant. There is no other answer that I can understand for this. After speaking to many devotees also, it's just the nature of purity, natural humility, not I will show people how humble I am so that they will know how great I am, which is such a tendency. It's natural. So here is the first song that we're going to hear from our Saranga Thakur Prabhu. And this song, Srila Prabhupada said, was his favorite song. And now here's Srila Prabhupada saying that this is my favorite song. Hari Hari Bifale Janama Gonain. Saying this after being Krishna Shakti Nahivina Tarpavatana, clearly empowered, trusted by Mahaprabhu to such a degree that here you are the one who has become to become famous as spreading the Hare Krishna mantra all over the world, fulfilling my own prophecy. You are that one. And Prabhupada is saying that this is his favorite song. O Lord Hari, I have spent my life uselessly, having obtained a human birth and having not worshipped Radha and Krishna. I have knowingly drunk poison. Janiya, Suniya, Bisha, Kainu. I have heard and I know that this is poison, and yet I am drinking it continuously. The treasure of divine love in Goloka Vrindavan has descended. The treasure of divine love in Goloka Vrindavan has descended as the congregational chanting of Lord Hari's name. Why did my attraction for that chanting never come about? Day and night, my heart burns from the fire of the poison of worldliness, and I have not taken the means to relieve it. Lord Krishna, who is the son of the king of Braja, he became the son of Sachi, Lord Chaitanya, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and Balaram became Nittai. The holy name delivered all those souls who were lowly and wretched. The two sinners, Jagai and Madai, are evidence of this. Tara, Shakshi, Jagai, Madai. O Lord Krishna, O son of Nanda, accompanied by the daughter of Brishabhanu, O Srimati Radharani, please be merciful to me now. Narottama Das says, O Lord, please do not push me away from your reddest lotus feet. For who is my beloved except for you? Even though I am so... This is the mood. If we can just capture one little part of this mood and let our chanting be infused with this humility. That's why we were speaking this morning about humility. If we can be infused with this and hold on, not run from Krishna, feel ourselves unqualified and most low, but not run in the opposite direction, but run to Krishna and hold tightly to his lotus feet, then our chanting will be full of feeling. And as Maharaj was saying, that feeling part will be properly, fully used. Hold tightly and then sadanagati. I am dependent upon your mercy. Gotripte varanam tata. I am yours. And all the songs of all the acharyas have these, not all of them, some of them are in different moods, but this type of a song has always will have these components. You are so merciful. You are so wonderful. And I am so fallen. Not just mechanically saying it, but who knows how fallen I am, better than me. but I'm holding on tightly. And this is the part of the relation that's in our part of the relationship, our duty in relationship. Acknowledge our need, acknowledge the Lord's generosity of spirit, and hold on tightly.
Bipole janamo guhainu hare hare bipole janamo manusha janam paya radha krishna navajiya manusha janam manusha janam paya Radha Krishna Navajiya Manusha Jane Ashone Abhishokai Kera prema dhana Arir nama sankirtana Gula kera Ar gula kera prema dhana Arir nama sankirtana gula kera prema dhana rati na janmila keno tai rati na jan Sangsar vishanale divane siya jale sangsar sangsar vishanale divane si jale sangsar vishanale ar juraite na kai no upai juraite na kai no ar juraite na koi nu yo pai juraite Rajendranandana Jai Shachi Shuta Hoila Shai Rajendranandana Rajendranandana Jai Balaram Hoi Lonita Balaram Balaram Hoi দিনহীন যত ছিল অরির নামে উদ্ধারিল দিনহীন আর শক্তি জগায় আর শক্তি যোগায় মাদায় তার শক্তি আহ প্রভু নন্দ সুত বৃষবানু সুত জুত আহ প্রভু করুণা কর দশ কয়ে নাটেলিয় রঙ্গা পায়ে নরোত্তম দশ আর নরোত্তম দশ কয়ে নাটেলিয় রঙ্গা পায়ে নরোত্তম দশ তোমা বিনা কে আছে আমার তোমা বিনা কে আছে গৌর তোমা বিনা কে আছে আমার নরোত্তম দশ কয়ে নাটেলি রঙ্গ পায়ে নরোত্তম দশ কয়ে তোমা বিনা কে আছে আমার
spent my life uselessly having obtained a human birth and having not worshipped Radha and Krishna, I have knowingly drunk poison. The treasure of divine love in Goloka Vrindavan, it has descended as the congregational chanting of Lord Hari's holy names. And why did my attraction for that chanting never come about? Day and night, my heart burns from the fire of the poison of worldliness. And I have not taken the means to relieve it. Lord Krishna, who is the son of the king of Braja, became the son of Sachi, Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram became Nittai. The holy name delivered all those souls who were lowly and wretched, the two sinners, Jagai and Madhai, are evidence of this. O Lord Krishna, O son of Nanda Maharaj, accompanied by the daughter of Vrishabhanu, please be merciful to me now. Everyone, please repeat this one. O Lord Krishna, Nanda, accompanied by... No torment. But wait. Before we'll read that one more time. But first, fix in your heart your favorite deities of Radha and Krishna. First, fix in your heart the favorite painting of Radha and Krishna, the ones that are your Radha and Krishna. Fix them in your heart. And then I'll read it with them fixed in your heart. O Lord Krishna, son of Nanda, accompanied by the daughter of Vrishabhanu, please be merciful to me now. Narottama Das says, O Lord, please do not push me away from your reddish lotus feet. Please, please do not push me away from your reddish lotus feet. For who is my beloved except for you? One udipan, or stimulant for devotional service, that we see in Braj that we don't see in either Perth or New York City or even London, is you see a bus going down the road in Vrindavan, and you see the person on his bicycle holding on to the bus. Have you ever seen that in London? No. So the person who, on his bicycle, his personal capacity to go fast is limited to how many kilometers, maybe 5, 7, 8, 10 kilometers an hour. But if he's holding on to that bus, he can go so much faster than his own capacity. So similarly, if we can hold on tightly to these songs of the Vaishnava Acharyas and capture some of their mood, then our capacity goes up to their capacity, like the lowly driver of the bicycle goes up to the capacity of the fast-moving bus. Now we'll read another song and hear another song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And this one is also one of longing. And it's also one that's very connected to the to preaching and the process of preparing the heart to be fully compassionate by receiving a lot and then compassionate too. Could you just sing the first line, please?
Kabe hobe bolo shedin amar, kabe hobe bolo shedin amar.
So kabe hobe bolo shedin amar. How would you translate that?
When that day will come for me.
When for me? When will that shedin, that day, amar for me? Kabe when? Habe is future tense. When will it come? Bolo, Sayyidi Ramar. So, please. When, oh when, will that day be mine? When my offenses... Now, this translation is one done by His Holiness Bhanu Maharaj. And the first time, somehow or another, in 1974, the first time I came to India, I sat on a bus going to Mayapur, somewhere in Mayapur, with Maharaj, who was then a brahmachari. And we were old friends from Japan. And he had just translated this song. He just was learning Bengali, and he had just translated this, and it was poetic. And he took out a piece of paper, and it was handwritten at that time, and he read this to me. So this translation is always especially dear to me, and it has some rhyming to it and very poetic. When, oh when, will that day be mine? Everyone repeat. When, oh... When my offenses ceasing, taste for the holy name increasing, when in my heart will your mercy shine? When, oh when, will that day be mine? When, oh when, will that day be mine? Next. Huh? But it's working and not working simultaneously. Okay. Lower than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. When will my mind attain this quality? Respectful to all and not expecting their honor, then shall I taste the name's nectar sublime. When, oh when, will that day be mine? When, oh when, will that day be mine? Can it go to the next one? Great wealth or followers, feminine beauty. I won't care for them or the comforts of my body. What will I care for? Birth after birth, give me, O Lord Chaitanya, causeless devotion to your feet divine. When, oh when, will that day be mine? When, oh when, will that day be mine? When will I utter Krishna, 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 with words choked up in a shivering body? When will I be trembling all over and lose bodily color, tears pouring from my eyes? When, oh when, will that day be mine? When in Nabadweep along the Ganga bank, shouting, Gaur Nityananda, as a surrendered soul, dancing, chanting, running everywhere, when will I become half mad of mine? When, oh when, will that day be mine? When, oh when, will that day be mine? When will Lord Nityananda show mercy upon me? And when will I reject the world of Maya? Bestow unto me the shade of your lotus feet, and let the right to preach the name be mine. When, oh when, will that day be mine? I will beg, borrow, or steal the nectar of the name. And by the name's effect, I will feel paralyzed. stunned. O enjoyer of the nectar of the name, when will I touch your lotus feet till the end of time? When, oh when, will that day be mine? When kindness to all beings will be appearing, with free heart, forgetting myself comforting, Bhakti Vinod in all humility praise, now I will set out to preach your order sublime. When, oh when, will that day be mine?
কবে হবে বলো সেদিন আমার, কবে হবে বলো সেদিন আমার, কবে হবে বলো সেদিন আমার, কবে হবে বলো অপরাধ গুছি শুদ্ধ নামে রুচি, কৃপা বলে হবে হৃদয়ে সঞ্চার, অপরাধ গুছি শুদ্ধ নামে রুচি, কৃপা বলে হবে অপরাধ গুছি শুদ্ধ নামে রুচি, কৃপা বলে হবে হৃদয়ে সঞ্চার, অপরাধ ত্রিনাদি কহিন কবে নিজে মানি, ত্রিনাদি কহিন আর ত্রিনাদি কহিন কবে নিজ মানি, ত্রিনাদি কহিন সহিষ্ণুতা গুণ হৃদয়েতে আনি, সহিষ্ণুতা গুণ আর কবে হবে বলো সেদিন আমার, কবে হবে বলো সেদিন আমার, কবে হবে বলো সকলে মানদ আপনি অমানি, ওয়ে আশা দেব নাম রস সার, সকলে মানদ আপনি অমানি, ওয়ে আশা দেব নাম ধন জন আর কবিতা সুন্দরী, ধন জন আর ধন জন আর কবিতা সুন্দরী, ধন ভুলিব না চাহি দেখো সুখ করি, বলিব না চাহি দেখো সুখ, কবে হবে বলো সেদিন আমার, কবে হবে বলো সেদিন আমার, কবে হবে জন্মে জন্মে দাও হে গৌর হরে, অহয়ত কি ভক্তি চরণে তোমার, জন্মে জন্মে দাও ওহে গৌর হরে, অহয়ত কি ভক্তি আর কবে করিতে শ্রীকৃষ্ণ নাম উচ্চারণ, করিতে শ্রীকৃষ্ণ কবে করিতে শ্রীকৃষ্ণ নাম উচ্চারণ করিতে শ্রীকৃষ্ণ পুলকিত দেহ গদগদ বচন পুলকিত দেহ গদ আর কবে হবে বলো সেই দিন আমার কবে হবে বলো সেই দিন আমার কবে বৈবর্ণ বৈপতু আবে সংগঠন নিরন্তর নেত্রে ববে অশ্রুদান বৈবর্ণ বেপতু আবে সংগঠন নিরন্তর নেত্রে যবে অশ্রুদান কবে নবদ্বীপে সুরধ্বনি তটে কবে নবদ্বীপে আর কবে নবদ্বীপে সুরধ্বনি তটে কবে নবদ্বীপে গৌর নিত্যানন্দ বলি নিষ্কপটে গৌর নিত্যানন্দ বলি নিষ্ক আর কবে হবে বলো সেদিন আমার কবে হবে বলো সেদিন আমার কবে হবে বলো নাচিয়া গাইয়া বেড়াইব ছুটে বাতুলেরও প্রায় চারিয়া বিচার নাচিয়া গাইয়া বেড়াইব ছুটে আর কবে নিত্যানন্দ মুরে করি দয়া কবে নিত্যানন্দ আর কবে নিত্যানন্দ মুরে করি দয়া কবে নিত্যা চারাইবে মোর বিষয়ের মায়া চারাইবে মোরে বিষয় আর কবে হবে বলো সেদিন আমার কবে হবে বলো সেদিন আমার কবে হবে দিয়া মুরে নিজ চরণের ছায়া নামের আটেতে দিবে অধিকার দিয়া মুরে নিজ আর দিয়া মুরে নিজ চরণের ছায়া নামের আটেতে দিবে দিবে অধিকার দিয়া মুরে নিজ চরণের নামের আটেতে দিবে অধিকার আর কিনি বলুটিব হরির নাম রস কিনি বলুটিব আমি কিনি বলুটিব হরি নাম রস কিনি বলুটিব নাম রসে মাতি হইব বিবশ নাম রসে মাতি আর কবে হবে বলো সেদিন আমার কবে হবে বলো সেদিন রসের রসিক চরণ পরশ করিয়া ম জীব রসে অনিবার রসের রসের রসিক চরণ পরশ করে আম জীব রসে অনিবার আর কবে জীবে দয়া হইবে উদয় কবে জীবে দয়া কবে জীবে দয়া হইবে উদয় কবে জীবে দয়া নিজ সুখ বলি সুদিন হৃদয় নিজ সুখ বলি ভকতি বিনোদ করিয়া বিনয় ভকতি বিনোদ ভকতি বিনোদ করিয়া বিনয় শ্রী অজ্ঞাত হল করিবে প্রচার শ্রী অজ্ঞাত হল কবে হবে বলো সেদিন আমার কবে হবে বলো সেদিন আমার কবে হবে বলো সেদিন আমার আমার অপরাধ গুচি শুদ্ধ নামে রুচি কৃপা বলে হবে হৃদয়ে সঞ্চার অপরাধ গুচি শুদ্ধ নামে রুচি কৃপা বলে হবে হৃদয়ে ত্রিনাদি কহিন কবে নিজ মানি ত্রিনাদি কহিন কবে নিজ মানি সহিষ্ণুতা গুণ হৃদয়ে তে আনি সহিষ্ণুতা গুণ হৃদয়ে আর কবে হবে বলো সেদিন আমার কবে হবে বলো সেদিন আমার কবে হবে বলো সেদিন আমার
When oh when will that day be mine? It's a longing. It's a longing. And when this is the mood of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and we may not be longing in that way, maybe we're longing for an air conditioner instead. But but this is a higher longing. Because even if you had an air conditioner, you can be sure the electricity would go off. I remember there was one devotee, Mataji, who very bravely started to live in Nandagaon many, many, many years ago. She decided to move to Nandagaon. But she didn't want to have to wash her own clothes. And she didn't want to bother with having a dhobi or washerman clean her clothes. So she bought a washing machine. Only to discover there was neither electricity nor water. But here is the desire of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and so much in the mood of that Srila Prabhupada adopted, and also so many of Prabhupada's very inspired followers. The first point, when is that day be mine when my offenses will cease? I'll stop offending the names, the devotees, the deities, the dhams. And then my taste for the name will increase. And then begging, when in my heart will your mercy shine? When, oh when, will that day be mine? Next, please. And how to become in that mood? Trinadapi sunichena, lower than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree when will my mind attain this quality? Respectful to all, not expecting their honor, giving respect to everyone else. Amanina manadena. And then I shall taste the nectar of the Lord's name sublime. But I'm so far from that. When, oh when, will that day be mine? I'm so far from even desiring that. When, oh when, will that day be mine? Nadanam nadanam nasundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamani. Great wealth, followers, feminine beauty. Kavita sundari also means, it also means being attracted to beautiful poetry, kavita, and wanting to become a great poet. I won't care for them or the comforts of my own body. One time I saw in Japan in 1972, Srila Prabhupada came, and are there any Nihonjin here? They were here yesterday, some Japanese devotees. And we were staying in a place far in the countryside called Asakawa-cho. And it was the middle of the winter, and the winters outside of Tokyo were very, very cold. And the old Japanese tradition was that there weren't any windows made out of glass even. They were made out of paper. And it was just wood and paper separating us from the cold. So at Mangal Arti, Srila Prabhupada was sitting on the Vyasasana, and we were chanting the, as Maharaj calls it, the anti-samsara prayers. And Prabhupada was sitting on the Vyasasana, and there were perhaps 10 of us in this freezing cold weather. It was so cold that your breath, when you'd be chanting, you would appear like smoke. And I was, samsara, and Prabhupada just looked at me, and we think Prabhupada is like transcendental, meaning that he doesn't experience anything of this world. I cannot say what his, I cannot even glimpse of what his consciousness was like, but he just looked at me and said, it is so cold, isn't it? And then I could understand that it wasn't, his experience of it was different than mine, because he was heated, internally heated by the desire to preach. But he didn't like the cold, but he wouldn't let the cold stop him from preaching in Japan. He wouldn't let difficulties in the body stop him from preaching. In 1977 he was bathing, and he was so elderly and ill, and he was bathing in the bucket with a bucket in the cold Allahabad Kumbh Mela weather, and in Bhuvaneshwar with the buckets. It wasn't that it was convenient for him, or he was transcendental in the sense that he didn't experience, but the fire was burning so brightly in him of Krishna consciousness that inconveniences were insignificant. So he didn't care for that. He cared for pleasing Krishna. And the prayer, birth after birth, was the desire, O Lord Chaitanya, please give me causeless devotion to your feet divine. The Mayavadis, impersonalists, want to get rid of all desires, but we want just the opposite. We want to make our desires, our spiritual desires, burn, blaze, like a ghee-covered fire. Please, when, oh when, will I have that kind of desire? When will I stop being so selfish? When will I have this mood? Selfless giving, taking and then giving. When will I utter Krishna, 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 with words choked up in a shivering body? When will I be trembling all over and lose bodily color, tears pouring from my eyes. When will the effect of the holy name actually be there for me? When, oh when, will that day be mine? When, in Nabadweep, along the Ganga bank, shouting, Gaur Nityananda! What is this word, Niskapate? Does that mean free from cheating? Yeah. So, it's not exactly here, but without a mood of, oh, everyone's going to look at me and see how advanced I am by chanting Gaur Nityananda by the bank or any other thought, just with a full heart calling out to Gaur Nitai, when, chanting, dancing, fully surrendered, running everywhere. When will I become half mad of mind? Not just the when will I become half mad of mind part, but based on not really being in this world due to jatarati, just the birth of love for Krishna in the heart. When, oh when, will that day be mine? When will Lord Nityananda show mercy upon me? When will I reject the world of Maya? Oh, bestow unto me the shade of your lotus feet, and let the right to preach the name be mine. When, oh when, will that day be mine? When will the right to preach the holy the name, the glories of the name, the Krishna consciousness? When will Krishna's mercy work through me as I preach? And not me thinking I am a preacher and I made this devotee and I made that devotee. That won't help us in being instrumental, because we will reach the limit of our own ability. But when will I be instrumental for Krishna? When I have the shade of the lotus feet and don't want anything on the material level, when will that day be mine? I will beg, borrow, or steal the nectar of the name. By the name's effect, I will feel paralyzed. O enjoyer of the nectar of the name. Nama rase hoi vivivas rasere rasika charana paras. When will I touch your lotus feet till the end of time? When, oh when, will that day be mine, a servant? When kindness to all beings will be appearing. Jiva Doya. This is what Sudama the florist was praying for. Jiva Doya, Parama Doya, Doya Param. With a free heart, forgetting myself and all my issues, but being born out of the Jiva Doya and the purity. Bhakti Vinod, in all humility, praise. Now I will set out to preach your order sublime. When, oh when, will that day be mine? And the last song we will sing now is by Vasu Ghosh. Yeah, we want to imbibe this mood into our chanting. These moods are gifts from the heart of the great acharyas. So either we can read a song, but not just read a song, but imbibe the mood of the song, that begging mood of the song, the begging mood of, I have no qualification, I have no worship. And then with that mood, begging for the mercy of the holy name. So I may have spoken about this a little right in the very beginning to some degree. But what I was thinking is somehow imbibe this mood and let that mood, just like if you take, I always forget the Hindi word for this, but say if you take some herbal tea and you put some sugar in it. So you don't have the herbal tea and you don't have the sugar as a separate thing. As two separate things. So you're not chanting and reading and chanting and reading at the same time. Not two separate things, but let them become one, and the mood of the chanting becomes infused. What's the Hindi word for the, that kind of mixing? Okay, one of those words. Is this mixing, so those two things become one thing, the sweet tea. So when our, or another way is I can call, if I call, say if I have a beloved daughter, and I call her name with affection, with so much affection, calling that name. It's not the affection and the calling are separate things, but they're one thing. So we want to imbibe in that sense. So somehow or another. Would you like to comment? But the only problem is time. Maybe, perhaps you can speak a little bit about your thought in the afternoon, because I'm sure it fits into what, to some of the elements that you'd like to speak of. Okay, one more. Is that all right? Hare Krishna.
Tabe ki hoy to kemone doritam de jad gaurna tabe ki hoy to kemone doritam Aradharo Mohima Premara Shashima Jagate Janato Ke Radharo Premera Shashima Jagate Janathoke Jade Gaurna Hoito Tabe Ki Hoito Kemone Doritam De Jade Gaurna Hoito Radharo Mohima Premara Shashima Radharo Mohima Radhara Mahima Premara Shashima Radhara Jagate Janato Ke Jagate Janato Madhura Brinda Vipino Madhuri Provesho Chaturishar Madhura Brinda Ar Madhura Brinda Vipina Madhuri Provesho Chaturishar Madhura Baraja Juvati Bhavera Vakati Baraja Juvati Baraja Juvati Bhavera Vakati Baraja Juvati Shakate Haitakar Shakate Haitakar are gao gao puno gaurangero guno sorolo koriyamon gao gao guno are gao gao puno gaurangero guno সরল করিয়া মন গাও গাও পুন আরে বাবা সাগরে এমন দয়াল বৈভব সাগরে এ বব সাগরে এমন দয়াল এ বব সাগরে না দেখিবে এক জন না দেখিবে এক আমি গৌরাঙ্গ বলিয়া নাগেনু গলিয়া কেমনে ধরিনু দে আমি গৌরাঙ্গ বলি আমি গৌরাঙ্গ বলিয়া না গেলু গলিয়া কেমনে ধরিনু দে গৌরাঙ্গ বলিয়া আর বাসুরইয়া পাশান দেয়া বাসুর বাসুরইয়া পাশান দেয়া বাসুর বিধি কেমনে গরিয়াছে বিধি কেমনে গরিয়াছে বিধি কেমনে গরিয়াছে বিধি কেমনে গরিয়াছে যদি গৌর না হইত কবে কি হইত কেমনে ধরিতাম দে যদি গৌর না হইত আর রাধার মহিমা প্রেমর সীমা রাধার মহিমা প্রেমর সীমা জগতে জানাত কে জগতে জানাত কে জয় গৌর জয় গৌর জয় গৌর জয় গৌর জয় গৌর jaya gaur jaya gaur jaya gaur jaya gaur jay sachinandana gaur hari jay sachinandana জয় সচিনন্দন গৌর হরে জয় সচিনন্দন এ পতিত পাবন গৌর হরে পতিত পাবন এ পতিত পাবন গৌর হরে পতিত পাবন এ নদিয়া বিহারে গৌর হরে নদিয়া বিহার এ সচি মায়ের প্রাণদান গৌর হরে সচি মায়ের প্রাণ নেতায় গৌর রে বল রে বল রে বল আরে বল গৌর রে বল বল রে বল
Jadi means if Nahoito had not come. As the Yuga avatar in the age of Kali, then what would have become of us? Would we even still be in this same body? What would we be doing? How could we have tolerated living in this Kali Yuga? Who in this universe would have ever learned about the topmost limits of loving mellows that comprise the glory of Sri Radha? Srila Rupa Goswami revealed the heart of Gauranga Mahaprabhu that was known only to Sarup Damodar. And he has broadcast it widely through Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhus, Stavamala, and all the followers. The most intimate, cherished, highest of all things was made available and unknown previously, but made available by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the glory of Srimati Radharani, and therefore the glory of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Who would have had the power to render ecstatic devotional service that follows in the footsteps of the damsels of Braja? Indeed, the clever expertise of the Braja Gopis, the most intimate dealings between the Supreme Lord and his intimate energies, most confidential energies, is a prerequisite for entering the supremely blissful forest of Vrinda Devi, Vrindavan. Oh, Gao, Gao, Puna, again and again, sing of the glorious qualities of Lord Gauranga. Just try to keep your heart simple. And Kali is saying, just try and keep your heart simple. I will give you a computer program that will do it perfectly for you, and you can put it on your mobile phone, and you'll have so many likes and tweets and followers. Just get this program, and I will do it for you. Download, download, do it, and put it on your Facebook too. Just keep your heart simple. It's funny how that works in English. Just try and keep your heart simple. We'll show you. Not even one person within this ocean of nescience has ever seen such a magnanimous personality as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, because he's giving Namo Maha Badanaya, that which we take it so much for granted. We walk around, Radhe, 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 Radhe. But this, and here we are sitting at Giriraj Govardhan. This is very, very, very intimate. Very, very intimate. And we can all perceive it. There's that special sweetness that doesn't exist anywhere else. And we can touch it. We can feel it. We can enter into it to some degree at least. It is undeniable if you sit in Vrindavan, if you sit at the feet of the merciful valley of Giriraj Govardhan. And this is the gift, the generous gift. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. And then the lamentation. Mahaprabhu is giving it, and then look at me. Even though I chant the name of Lord Gauranga, see my condition. Somehow, I still have not melted in ecstasy. How then have I maintained the burden of this body? How has the Creator fashioned this body with a stone in the place of Vasu Ghosh's heart? Welcome to the Krishna Consciousness Movement. How different this consciousness is, which points to the highest and feels itself the lowest. We usually would think naturally that here's the highest, and step by step, I'm moving towards the highest and getting better and better. But Mahaprabhu is teaching, and the Acharyas are teaching, that we have our eyes on the highest, and we feel ourselves further and further and further away. And that tension between high desire and low qualification, the negative pole and the positive pole, this is where the magic of Krishna consciousness comes in. And it is based on that humility. As Prabhupada said, that the Goswamis are chanting, Hey Rad, Hey Braja Devike. They are not saying, Yes, I saw Krishna yesterday. There's one famous impersonalist who said, he was walking somewhere and he said he saw Krishna. And he said, Nacho, Nacho. And Krishna, of course, began to dance for him. And then he disappeared. And he was very disappointed. This is not Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Nor is Radhe Radhe Sham Maladi. Radharani, move out of the way and give me Sham. It's Bhaktivinoda Thakur teaches that the topmost desire in his heart, and this is amazingly described in Ramananda Roy's eighth, Ramananda Samvad, the eighth chapter of the Madhya Lila, that the gopis are thinking. Okay. The gopis are thinking. Bringing Radharani and Krishna together, that is our desire. Because who can give Krishna the most pleasure? Their thought is of Krishna's pleasure. And Srimati Radharani is thinking that, oh, how can I bring the gopis together with Krishna? So how does Krishna view this mood? Anyone Vishuddha Preme Rasa Pushta. Kore Rasa Pushta. That first of all, Kaviraj Goswami says that this mood is what nourishes our Krishna consciousness, rasa. This selflessness, pushing others forward like that, trying to bring Radha and Krishna together, and Radharani is getting 10,000 times more pleasure than she gets with Krishna, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, by trying to make arrangements for the gopis to be with Krishna. And Tansabara Vishuddha Premi Deke Krishna Hoya Tushta. That when Krishna sees this degree of Vishuddha Premi, pure love for him, then he becomes satisfied. Such a pure, selfless consciousness is astounding. This is what it's like in Goloka Vrindavan. And I wonder why I can't be there. What covers me and stops me? It's, in the words of the Avanti Brahmana, it's just one thing, this rascal mind. So anyway, on this side, how could one resist the sweetness of Braja? How could one resist it? Whoops, this way. And on this side, there's me. Resisting at every moment, having material desires, vishaya, shunya janiya, vishakainu, drinking poison knowingly, And then on this side, there's this sweetness and how much I need mercy. This is this inconceivable mood that the Gaudiya Vaishnavas have. Now, everyone face Giriraj. And if we can put up the screen all the way, because Giriraj has been there, but we haven't been able to see him so much. But everyone please face Giriraj. And I'm going to read the final song. We won't sing it, but I'll just read it. But first we'll take a few minutes, and based on all these, having heard having had access to the heart of Srila Narottama Das Thakur, Srila Vasu Ghosh, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, why don't you offer some of your own personal and private prayers to the softest and kindest Giriraj Govardhan. Giriraj, we have hundreds of beggars here who have come to take your shelter. Please hear their prayers, their pleas.
Dear Lord Gauranga,
please show your mercy to this lowly and destitute soul. This is by Srila Narottama Das. There is no one more fallen than myself in all the three worlds. Holding a blade of grass between my teeth, O Lord Gauranga, I'm calling out to you now. Please be compassionate upon me and come to reside within the temple of my heart. If you do not give me your mercy after seeing how fallen I am, then why are you known as Patita Pavana, the merciful savior of the fallen? I am plunged amidst the violent hurricane-stricken waves in the ocean of this material world, and escape from here is not possible. Kindly give me the gift of your divine lotus feet, which are compared to a boat in which your servant may cross over the ocean of birth and death. Narottama Das, the servant of the servant of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Mahaprabhu, continuously, ceaselessly makes this prayer.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, oh Rama. Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama O Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, oh, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, oh Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, oh Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama.